Today's daf is Maseches Bamitzia daf Mem Beis. New mission at the top of our daf emphasizes the care and level of guarding that's expected when one is watching somebody else's money. And from there, the Gemara brings a series of teachings in the importance of being modest with displaying one's blessings from Hashem. We learn a brisa that says that if a person is going to measure his produce, he's gathered his grain from the field into the granary, he should say, Yehi ratzon milfanecha Hashem Elokeinu shetishlach beracha. Asking Hashem to send forth a blessing to this pile of grain. That means before he measures it. The question is, how many bushels does he have over there? Does he have 100, 110, 120? So he should write there and then. Daven Hashem, ask Hashem, beg to Hashem, send the bracha, send the blessing instead of it, that it would be 100, it should be 120 bushels. It would seem to be a miracle, since how would we explain the number increase from 100 to 120? So the Chafetz Chaim, incredible passage in a Sefer Shem Olam, Chelek Beis, says this is not called a bracha. This is not called a nes. Rather, we have another category called a bracha. We'll come back to it in a moment. Since it's not yet measured, nobody knows how many there are here, and therefore could actually be 120 in that spot. So when somebody davens for bracha, and up in Shemayim, there are only 100 there, and Hashem sent the increase, that's not an open miracle. That's what the Chafetz Chaim calls a bracha, a blessing. And for this, a person is allowed to ask Hashem. Reb Reitowitz, in his essays in Parshas B'Shalach, Tafshin Pei, explains the difference between a miracle and this approach to the notion of a bracha. He says, let's say there's a person who's a very cowardly person. He's frightful and fearful of his own shadow. One day he wakes up in the morning, and this person is now a courageous daredevil. He's bold and decisive, and he'll be the first to go into dangerous situations. We would say that this was a miracle. How did this happen? Yesterday he was one way, and today he wakes up and he's different. That is literally a miracle. That's what the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim says is a definition. He says a miracle, that Hashem never does something like that, because it's tampering with a person's free will. We've discussed that in the past. Hashem doesn't step in and cause a person to think a certain way or to act a certain way. The exception of a sinner, of a Baal Aveira. We have the classic example, the Rambam writes, of Paro, who Hashem blocked from repenting. Hashem blocked from fixing his ways. But if a person wants to change, he may not be super serious, but he davens. He opens the siddur, he says, Hashiveinu avinu l'torah secha. Please, Hashem, return me to the Torah, return me to the way of the Torah. So in a way, he's asking for Hashem to tamper with his free will. But that's in the realm of bracha. That's in the realm of blessing. Because, in the words of Rabbi Breidowitz, he says, sometimes people who want to change are sometimes able to change using their own resources. Change is not impossible. Sometimes a person is not particularly observant and he decides he wants to become a Baal Teshuva. With fortitude and determination, he could change. So when he comes to Hashem and he asks Hashem to help him change and Hashem does help him, that's not called a nes, it's called a miracle, that's called a bracha. And so that's the idea. He says that Chafetz Chaim explains in his essay, there are really three ways Hashem interacts with the world. There's derech hateva, natural laws, rain comes down, the crops grow. The other extreme is miracles. Splitting of the sea, the plagues. And then there's bracha, which is in between. The parable is, a person starts a business, marketing a very specific kind of machine. Machine that makes a specific kind of boot for a specific kind of industry. That's clearly a limited market. He opens a store one day without any fanfare advertisements, and it happens to be on that day. A huge line forms outside the store to buy the product. Nobody knew about the opening. It just seems coincidental that it happened this way. That's not bederech hateva. It's very unlikely, specifically on that day and that product, you're going to get a line out the door. It's also not a nes. It's not a miracle, like the splitting of the sea. It could be natural that that would happen. It's this middle category that Chafetz Chaim is saying, it's not just black and white, this way or that way. It's nuance, complexity in this world. It's bracha. We can daven and hope for. And that's the message of our daf. If we want it enough, we can ask for it. And it becomes a bracha. Becomes a blessing. We should open our eyes to the Torah. We ask Hashem, may He continue to bless us according to our tefillot, according to our prayers.